Magic Breakfast with Scudder.
He'll be long remembered for his impromptu probing talk shows and D&Ms, his groovy dancing and infectious laugh, for breaking the food trial world record, and for not being afraid to address generational differences. It's Dipper. Good morning.
See, you're wondering it, aren't you, Scudder? Thank you very much, mate.
Not a problem. First of all, that hellhole of destiny, it lived up to its name. It was horrible. I feel sorry for poor Abby as well.
Well, what about the snake?
Yeah, well...
that wasn't Abby screaming. It was actually the snake screaming, you know? It's funny, Scudder, because we're watching it at home now, and the thing is, you know, we didn't know what had happened, right? Because in the past, I'm a celebrity who's been lied. So every night we're watching the show and hearing people, they talk about you and that sort of stuff. But it seemed that was quite frightful. But when I put my hand in, all the snakes were wrapped around your hand and, you know, were up against the window there. But look, at the end of the day, we had a great time doing it, man.
Really, though? You had a great time? I can't think of anything worse than sticking my hand into a bunch of snakes.
No, it was fantastic. Doing the trials, yeah, being very competitive, obviously, but doing the trials was just great to get the stars for for the team. And the whole team did really, really well. We're now, as you mentioned before, world champions, and I'm a celebrity, get me out of here. Some beautiful people, met some wonderful people, and, yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing them on Sunday.
I was going to say, even though you probably never allow Grant Denny to cook your rice ever again, are you still keeping in contact with the other guys?
Yeah. We've got a little chat box here on the phone, and we're talking about what had happened and how thankful we are to have met each other. And, don't complain about the rice. You just get up and stare at it like I'm asleep. Like, really?
Talking about the generational differences before, it was so cool to see you strike up that unlikely friendship with Jack Vigen, by the way.
Look, I just thought Jack was just ready for talk, and when you're not doing a crowd, the hardest thing is to sort of keep yourself busy, but I just sort of asked him about his life and got to the subject about being, it came out and, you know, yes, bitch. I mean, that's his beautiful line now, and that's my line too. So I'm really, he's a beautiful soul. Absolutely.
Yeah. Ash seems to have nine lives, and I spoke about this with Paulina yesterday. He just seems to, he's the elimination king. He just keeps on getting to the bottom three and then somehow surviving.
Unbelievable. Nine lives, that is for sure. But, Ash is Ash, and he just don't know what's going to come out of his mouth. He just don't know what he's going to do. But he survived. He's in the final, and wish him the best of luck. But if he brings that body of his in the final, I just can't compete anymore.
I was going to say, people like Jess, poor Jess, had to be hospitalised this week after the bugs in her ears. Everyone out there is talking about all these problems they're having with the bugs, or poor Colin had a big boil on his bum.
sitting on the log, That's Jess there. Jess said, she's the biggest bogan you've ever met, and she loves it. And she was such a beautiful person on... She looked after everybody. She washed my jocks and covered my corns on my feet. And, you know, and she got a chance to win as well. So I think it's between Grant and her, you know?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Look, everyone deserves to win. And even yourself, unfortunately, you won't be there in the final group.
I won't be there to win.
No, but the finale...
I've already won. You know, I've already met some beautiful people and had an opportunity to compete with you. And when you're a competitor all your life, it's sort of nice to be able to compete for something, you know?
Yeah, I think everyone's a winner.
Everyone's a winner, baby. That's true, yeah. A chocolate, play that one.
Oh, well, the finale is Sunday night on Win. All the best, Dipper. Thanks so much for joining me, and it's been great to watch you the last few weeks on our TVs.
Thank you so much. And make sure you vote for your finalist, and we'll see you on Sunday.
Cheers, Dipper.
Bye-bye.